This is the Composer's Datebook for January 18th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1962, President John F. Kennedy received two memos regarding a dinner party at the White House scheduled the following evening, honoring composer Igor Stravinsky and his wife Vera. The Kennedys were famous for inviting the finest artists and performers to the White House for special presentations. Mrs. Kennedy was a true arts maven, but JFK was not and needed background information on figures like Stravinsky, which the first memo provided. The Kennedy social secretary even worked out secret signals and cues for the president when he attended the White House recitals so he wouldn't applaud at the wrong time. The second memo informed JFK that after a photo shoot with the Stravinskys, they would join the others invited that evening for cocktails in the Blue Room. After dinner, the 80-year-old Stravinsky expressed his gratitude and told the press that the Kennedys were nice kids. 4 months after President Kennedy's assassination, in November of 1963, Stravinsky asked poet W.H. Auden for a very quiet little lyric that he might set to music in tribute to Kennedy's memory. The resulting work, Elegy for JFK for Voice and Three Clarinets, premiered in 1964. Composer's Daybook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.